Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Yep, it's Cristela time as we head into another, let's call it, balmy weekend. WBUR senior arts and culture reporter Cristela Guerra, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
I love it when it's Cristela time, and we're going to dive right in today. We do enjoy having fun on the weekends, but it's interesting to me, this week, you can actually start us with something that's fun, but also ties directly into a pretty big policy story from the week. So let's hit the policy part first.
When you're wearing your hair in any state, in any form, especially naturally, and you're told no, it's not acceptable, you have to leave, you can't have it, it really is a personal attack. And to know that that can no longer happen in the state of Massachusetts is such a win.
Now, people who play the WBUR news quiz probably already know what this is about, but for the rest, Cristela, tell us who that was and what's been going on.
So that sound was Deanna Cook, one of two sisters who in 2017 was punished by their charter school in Malden for wearing hair extensions. They advocated for change, and 3 days ago, this past Tuesday, Governor Charlie Baker signed into law what's known as the Crown Act. It prohibits denying someone a job, opportunities, educational opportunities based on hairstyle or hair texture. So we're talking afros, cornrows, braids, twists.
And theirs has not been the only story of discrimination based on hair, especially black hair. And now there is a play about that.
Absolutely, yeah. It's called Can I Touch It? That's the production by Francisca da Silveira, a Cape Verdean American playwright. She's from Boston. And it refers to a question many black women have been asked about their hair inappropriately in most cases, in all cases, but obviously like in situations where they're not even expecting it, basically. It looks at black hair politics, the racism faced by black business owners in Boston, and it's at the Strand in Dorchester, which is a gorgeous theater, and it's pay what you can. So if that's zero, then pay zero. We're talking it's Friday and Saturday night at 7:30, Sunday at 2, and it's until August 13th.
All right, so we're going to go from the serious to the silly now, but also sort of echoes headlines. Tell us about this one.
Serious to the absurd.
Yeah.
So there are those dear friends of mine who know it is Shark Week. It's a week-long program dedicated to sharks. It's a tradition on the Discovery Channel that I love. Goes back to the late 80s, and it's a part of conservation efforts. So they're showing Sharknado
oh my God.
at the New England Aquarium.
Okay.
And here's a scene from the movie.
It's really even raining.
It's flooding here. And not the plumbing, the ocean. You need to go home.
I'm not going anywhere.
Storm's coming and it's coming fast.
Not kidding, folks. A tornado full of sharks. Tell us more about the movie screening.
a storm causes man-eating sharks to fly, drop. You know, I'm from Florida. We know hurricanes.
Hurdle.
propel into L.A. And a group of friends are trying to make it. The problem is that sharks eating people is a misconception that Shark Week is trying to address. But Hollywood.
Yeah, but Hollywood.
So it's at the Simmons Theater inside the New England Aquarium, Saturday night, 7 p.m., $5.
And let me make it very clear. The $5 is because you get to do it in the New England Aquarium, because I'm not sure I'd pay $5. Sharknado. Okay, let's do something family friendly here at the ICA. Tell me.
Oh, I love the watershed. So there's a play date. It's a family day. Art making, sweet treats, live music. And the exhibition right now, it looks like it's called Revival Materials and Monumental Forms, Reclaiming Industrial Materials to Create Something New. This is in Eastie. It's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, and it is free. And for those who are really excited to take the water shuttle, they can't on Saturday. It is officially sold out.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. All right, so you've got one more going on in Boston for us. This one's in Alston, tell me.
It is in Rat City, and this is the Rat City Arts Festival, which highlights artists in that neighborhood. Again, food, music, beverages. And it's at Zone 3, which is an outdoor space that the community uses for events like this, on Western Ave in Alston from 5 to 10 p.m. Saturday, also free admission.
And we've got a little music from the Rad City Art Festival?
We do. So it's Louis M., a Boston-based poet, beatmaker, MC, actually from Rhode Island, from Providence. And he's performed at venues like the Apollo Theater in New York and the Smithsonian. We've got a sample of his music.
All right. And so take us out outside the city, 15 seconds or so. If you want to be somewhere other than Boston this weekend, what you got?
You have to go to Worcester. Saturday, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. for the 7th Annual Gospel Music Fest. It's at the City Hall Common, 455 Main Street. It is free, and honestly, I think it's going to be gorgeous.
Oh, fantastic. All right, that is WBUR Senior Arts and Culture Reporter Cristela Guerra for our Ladies and Gentlemen the Weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.